one shows up. There's people out lined up in a center turn lane to pull in to try to pick their kids up. There's people in the parking lot that already got their kids trying to get out of the parking lot. And there these guys stand while they're doing business for the corporation, totally ignoring what they're interrupting in commerce. I thought they were supposed to be buds and pals of the commerce people. Well, lo and behold, I'm standing here and I'm watching this little incident take place today. And I'd had about enough of this. See, it's the massive police presence, ladies and gentlemen. Here is a violent criminal out there on the streets doing what? Oh, forgetting to put a little insurance sticker on their car. Well, they got her out of the car, cuffed her, threw in the back of another car, and hauled her butt off to jail. That's when I got on the phone to the wonderful Round Rock Police Department. I got to get this off this my chest or I'm going to explode on this deal. I am sick and tired of the... And it's just not Round Rock, folks. It's any city USA with their police presence, their macho clowns running around in their military outfits. Oh, tasering people if they don't do what they...
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Analysis report.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
So I called the Round Rock Police Department to talk to somebody in charge of these police officers running around in the streets terrorizing people. Talk to a Sergeant Osborne. And he proceeds to tell me that, well, this is public policy. We routinely send out two cars because, you know, we're responsible for that person's property. And I said, okay, what was the third one for? Well, I don't know why the third guy's there, but, you know, it's not exactly against department policy. And I said, okay, well, I got you here. Let me tell you the story, as I just recounted to you, about the Buddy Bear daycare center and clogging up people from picking up their kids. And he said, sir, I'm not going to comment further on public policy. I said, what you're going to force me to do with your public policy is go to the corporate Keystone Coffer Cop Commission. Oh, I'm sorry, your corporate board, your city council, and do this from the top down because you people are convinced that you need to do this. And I said, let me relate a story that personally happened to me then that I would like to tell you about. And I said, you can call up Lieutenant Bob Drawbaugh there, the Round Rock Police Department, and see that this is true. I said, around Christmas time of last year, your Keystone Corporate Coffer cops are out on the streets. Same thing, folks, arresting a female. Evidently, her paperwork wasn't as quite correct, so they cuffed her and threw her in the back of a car. The other one's waiting out there for the tow truck for the retrieval of that property that they're now in charge of looking out for. And in the true matter, the fact is, folks, there's contracts here for the retrieval of these vehicles, and I don't doubt that these cities get kickbacks from them. So I said, and one of your benevolent little peace officers out there, when I suggested, and I said, and I wasn't abrupt, I wasn't rude, I wasn't talking fast, I said, it was around Christmas time, and I had a smile on my face, this guy is in his car, on a cell phone, having a private conversation, I guess he thought I was kind of interrupting him. And I said, but I suggested that, you know, hey, look, I've got the entire floor of this building down here, we have plenty of parking, if it's not too much trouble, obviously, this little girl is going to jail. You can leave her car, sit here. And he said, no, I can't do that. I was not the arresting officer. I'm just here waiting for the hookup, waiting for the tow. And I said, look, it's Christmas. At that point, he looked at me and he said, you say one more word, I'm going to cuff you and take you to jail. Now, let me ask the thin blue line out there one very important question. Do you think you people can keep functioning like a bunch of baboons and have the support of the people in your community? Your thin blue line is getting a little bit thinner, and my patience is certainly wearing thin. You and your public policy, you can stick it where the sun doesn't shine. I am tired of the massive police presence surrounding a routine traffic stop where somebody forgot to put a sticker or didn't have the money, or the great crime against the state that you monkeys have got to show up in this kind of force. It's already embarrassing enough, ladies and gentlemen, when you're pulled over by a police officer in a single car with the lights going. That's public embarrassment enough. But when you show up in massive force because somebody didn't have their paperwork correct, you can go straight to hell. It's all about police presence. It's all about the police state. It's all about these macho, high and tight, ex-military, just waiting for the chance. Just waiting for the chance to flex your muscles, pull a trigger, taser somebody, mace them, or whatever else. It used to be that people, by and large, had respect for you. No longer. And let me tell you, monkeys, something. These people that are suggesting that certain policies take place in their counties and their communities don't give a rat's patoot about you. They don't care if you people are wiped off the face of the map. They don't care if the city police departments are gone, the sheriff deputies, the state police, or anybody else. They've got grander plans, but there you are out there hijacking people right and left. It's enough. Tell you what, let me take a few breaths here. Let's go to the phones here. Jerry in Connecticut. Hello, Jerry.
Hey, John, how you doing?
I'm tired of this crap. I'm seeing massive police state mentality from the Fed all the way down to these clowns that are cruising around in our streets.
You know, John, I understand your disillusionment. Believe me, I'm a little bit perturbed, though. Can I tell you why?
Why?
Yesterday he went off on a big diatribe about how Zionists were thrown out of this country and that country in 15 such and such and 16 such and such. Do you understand what I'm saying or no?
Yes, I do. Yeah, I did the show. I was there.
Yeah, I know. But the term Zionism wasn't caused till 1890 by Nathan Birnbaum.
Yeah, but we're talking about the same Pharisees that are reading the same Talmud.
Yeah, but what are we really talking about, John? You know,
I don't know, Jerry. Jerry, let me ask you a question. What are you talking about? Get to your point. I know that you have one to make, so please make it.
Well, the point is there was no such thing as Zionism until 1890. So what are we
I understand
talking about
that.
Before that? You know?
What are we talking about? Pharisees, the Talmudic and Kabbalistic worshipers? The
yeah,
same.
You can't even say the word, right?
What, Zionist?
No.
Or
no,
Pharisees?
No.
Hang up on this clown, will you? Just dump him. I don't have time for this. If you've got a point, make it. Yes, I understand that Zionism, the political movement, wasn't until the 1890s, around the turn of last century. Yes, I understand. I'm asking you to make your point, and you're not doing it. Is he still there? All right, make your point, Jerry.
My point is that we're talking about Jews, okay?
No, the point is we're talking about, and I'm not, no, don't start this crap. What Jews are we talking about here?
Oh, Christ, now we're going to start playing that game.
What's your point, Jerry?
My point is why can't you even say it?
Say what, Jerry?
Oh, Christ, here we go again.
No, I'm sorry, are you a great Christian? You a Kabbalistic Jew?
Yeah.
Are you using the Lord's name in vain on my program, Jerry?
Yeah. Yes, I am.
Why, Jerry?
Yeah.
Why? Because you hate God? You hate Jesus Christ?
Yeah. No. Because you can't say the right word. That's
Jerry, instruct me, Jerry. Please, Jerry, instruct me. I'm so lost. Instruct me.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. You know what? This is why Mark Kornke's on GCN. All right. Thank you.
Hey, Jerry. Go get a life.
Thank you.
Yes, there is somebody that does understand the difference between Zionism and the false Jews. And by the way, at the behest of these wonderful little creatures, we're getting ready to kick off World War III. Hey, Jerry, you been watching the news today? Have you been watching what's going on? Oh, supposedly Iran has taken 11 British Marines hostage. While what's really not being explained here is why there were 11 people taken by the Iranian Navy. Well, they were out there just boarding ships. Why were they doing that? Protecting whose interest in the Middle East? The Brits, by the way, were the ones that were screwing around with the Middle East before we decided to start doing it. We're getting ready to kick off World War III here. And we got somebody complaining, and I don't know the difference between a Pharisee and a Jew or a Zionist. I understand perfectly. You, my friend, need to sit down and shut up. Randy in Colorado. Hello, Randy. You ain't a buddy of Jerry, are you?
John, it's such a wonderful day in our global neighborhood. You just need to calm down.
I miss Mr. Rogers.
Here in Colorado, in the House today, House Bill 1069 passed through the House. telling the federal government that the consent of the state to take 2.5 million acres down here for the military training area, they've removed that consent. So that was the good news for the day.
The bad news is we're getting ready to go to war in the Middle East.
Yeah, well, they don't need all, I mean, getting ready. I thought we were already there.
Well, no, we have been there.
Oh, okay.
And we've been running covert ops into Iran. We've been doing a lot of stuff over there.
Yes.
And it's a real shame. There doesn't seem to be any way to stop this. I don't know what exactly that we're going to have to do to stop this. And this really grabs me. This is why I'm angry about this, because we have people that will not discuss core issues and who are responsible for doing this. You know, and as I described, I was talking to my engineer today about this little incident here with the Round Rock PD. I said, you know, I really don't hold the officers accountable first. It is their supervisors. It's who's making these policies. But they are obligated under the Constitution not to be out there violating your rights. They are also culpable, but the blame doesn't squarely belong on their shoulders. Hey, Randy, hang on a second. Well, phones...
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E. Documents, plural.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
INC.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
Randy in Colorado. Look, my friend, I appreciate your call. Is there anything else?
No, just that at least Colorado is standing up a little bit to the federal government.
Well, they need to do a whole lot more than just stand up a little bit, but that's a good start.
And this will open the door, and we'll put forward the legislation we put forward in 98 to end the emergency over the state of Colorado.
And we have been under that since March 9th of 1933.
74 years.
All right. Randy, thank you much for your call.
God bless, John.
Appreciate it very much. America accused bankrolling anti-U.S. insurgents inside Iraq. And if you were listening to the program yesterday, ladies and gentlemen, I was talking about the Russians, their ambassadors that were in Iran, have pulled out. The last time the Russian ambassadors pulled out of the Middle East was, that's right, in Iraq. 11 days later, we were bombing the snot out of those people, and we haven't stopped. Richard Walker, which I'm going to have on the program probably Monday, he wrote this article for the American Free Press. He says that Iran claims that the United States and Britain are arming and financing terrorists to carry out attacks inside Iran may not seem far-fetched in light of new allegations by veteran journalist Seymour Hersh that Vice President Dick Cheney's office is secretly funding Sunni guerrilla fighters in Iraq in order to combat Iran's growing influence in the region. According to Hersh, writing in the New Yorker magazine dated March 5th of this year, money is being channeled to our supposed enemies to enable them to carry out covert attacks on Iran and its Shiite allies, including Hezbollah. Now, the objective is to stem Shiite influence resulting from the ill-advised and illegal overthrow of Saddam Hussein. The growth of Shiite influence was always going to be a natural outcome of the overthrow of Saddam, but the Bush administration, totally ignorant of the complexities of the Middle East, failed to anticipate it. Now, back in 2002, the White House was dismissive when the Saudis, who are Sunnis, warned leading neocons like Donnie Rumsfeld, Paul Wolfowitz, Doug Feith, that toppling Saddam would increase Iran's power in Iraq and Lebanon. Now, a picture is emerging of a clandestine U.S. strategy to wage a secret, undeclared war against Iran. According to an explosives article by Hersh, I don't think Hersh's articles blow up. While the Pentagon has been secretly planning for a shock-and-awe type of bombing of Iranian nuclear and military facilities, possibly to include upwards of 400 targets, the White House has been masterminding a secret war in Iran and Lebanon, including sending special forces into Iran to map out targets. Now, Hearst alleges that Cheney's office, without congressional approval, has been funding three Sunni groups to attack Hezbollah in Lebanon to create a civil war of the type raging between the Sunnis and the Shiites in Iraq. It has been suggested that in tandem with the U.S. attack on Iran, Israel would launch another invasion of Lebanon to take more territory. Now, Hersh, being a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist, says some of the money reaching Sunni groups carrying out attacks on the Shiites has been provided by Saudi Arabia's Prince Bandar, a close friend of the White House. Now, if that is true, it contrasts sharply with one of the tragic ironies of the war in Iraq, namely that the majority of U.S. casualties have been caused by Sunni guerrillas who have been supported by U.S. allies like the Saudis. Now, one of Hersh's most startling allegations is that former National Intelligence Director John Negroponte moved to the post of Deputy Secretary of State when he learned of the secret funding of our enemies. Now, for Hersh, the job transfer was Negroponte's way out of a possible Iran-Contra-type scandal. If it can now be shown that Cheney secretly diverted Iraq funds to the Sunni guerrilla fighters, a major congressional investigation could be initiated on a scale to match the Iran-Contra hearings of several decades ago. The Iran-Contra arms transfer secretly bypassed Congress. Now, the Hersh allegations come in the wake of similar claims by the Iranians that terrorists trained by the United States and Britain have been carrying out attacks in Iraq. In one attack, a bus was bombed, killing 12 and injuring dozens, most of the members of the Iran Revolutionary Guard. Documents and other items recovered from the hideout by Iranian police will be handed over to UN representatives and officials from the Human Rights Watch. Now, from an Iranian perspective, the terror attacks were aimed at fomenting sectarian strife between Sunnis and Shiites within Iran, and were part of the broader U.S. Middle East policy to weaken Shiites by forcing them to turn on their religious opposites. And keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, that the Sunnis and Shiites, all of these guys in Iraq under Saddam Hussein's regime, were not fighting each other. There was relative peace in that country. Now look at it. They're warring against each other. They want control. Well, the same thing that was being done in Iraq is the same thing that's going on in Iran right now. Now, major policy misjudgments and the continued determination of Bush, Cheney, and fellow neocons to bring about a regime change in Iran by fighting a new war before the end of the presidency could well produce an even wider Middle East conflict. A year ago, Israel was making all the noises about Iran, threatening an attack on its nuclear facilities. Now, Israel is silent. To some observers, this is evidence that Israel has directed the United States to bomb Iran. I'll conclude with this when we get back. We'll take more of your phone calls. It's an open phone Friday on this edition of the National Intel Report, 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Let's go back to the phones here. John in Texas. Hello, John.
Hey, John. I hope you're having a good one. I just wanted to voice my support for what you're doing, especially coming out talking about these police, how they're out of control, people up, they're violating their sovereign rights. Thank you for bringing that to light. Also, it's good to hear you back on the radio again on 100.1 FM out at the lake.
Okay. We're
wonderful.
We're back up and running, are we?
Absolutely, covering the whole lake area.
Good deal. I'm glad to hear that.
But, and it's so good to hear, you know, because one day I turned on the radio and you weren't there. Now I turn on the radio, you're there.
Well,
it's great.
We're going to have to fire up another LPFM up here in Round Rock, Texas also.
Wonderful. John, keep up the good work. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I appreciate your call, John. Boy, it's amazing what we find out from our listeners. I had no idea. I thank you for that. To finish up here with Mr. Walker's article, saying that there is also evidence that at least one Kurdish group opposed to Iran was encouraged by the United States to mount attacks on Iran from bases inside Iraq. Now, while in the past the finger of blame was pointed at the CIA for running shadow wars, it seems this one is being run from the office of the vice president, utilizing secret elements of the U.S. military and elements of the intelligence community. And let me stop here for a second. It has been rumored that Donnie Rumsfeld might have stepped down as secretary, or I'm sorry, the great rummy here, defense secretary. Actually, the guy is still in the loop. He's gone nowhere. And some reports have had it that he's still occupying the office that he did before. In the Pentagon. So, if anybody has any information on that, see, these guys, publicly, they'll be a little admonished. The heat will go off of them because, well, they're not in the cabinet status anymore and everything is just hunky-dory. No. It seems like Rummy's hand is still being played here. Now, in closing on this, the big issue now facing Congress is to determine what constitutional framework is being used by the Bush administration to justify funding guerrilla fighters, the same people who are blowing up the U.S. soldiers and launching covert operations inside Iran. Folks, they mean to have their justification for going into Iran. This just happened a couple hours ago. House approves a 2008 deadline for war pullout. Bush calls it political theater and vows to veto bill. A sharply divided House voted Friday to order President Bush to bring combat troops home from Iraq next year. But the president reiterated his vow to veto the bill, saying the House had abdicated its responsibility. Georgie Porgy, those are mighty strong words from a traitor son of a gun like yourself. Now, Bush appeared at the White House alongside veterans and family members of troops to accuse Democrats of staging nothing more than a political theater that delays the delivery for resources to soldiers fighting in Iraq. Now, Mr. Bushy Boo, here was the problem. It wasn't that the funding wanted to be cut to the soldiers. There was just so much pork thrown in that thing that they didn't want to vote for it. That you want your political witch hunt? There's your political nexus on that one. Now, if the spending bill is not approved and signed into law by April 15th, Bush said troops and their families will face significant disruptions. Well, nothing to say of the disruptions to all the Iraqi families that are dying from depleted uranium. But we won't talk about that. And neither will any of these talking heads, not one story on depleted uranium out of all of these years that we went up there blowing Afghanis out of Kingdom Come, and Iraqis, and soon to be Iranians. Don't make any mistake about this, folks. I do believe this is a setup today, what happened with these Marines, these English Marines. I think that's a setup and that's a justification to start fueling the fire of going after Iran. This narrow majority in the House of Representatives abdicated its responsibility by passing a war spending bill that has no chance of becoming law and brings us no closer to getting the troops and resources they need to do their job, according to Bushy Boo. These Democrats believe that the longer they can delay funding for our troops, the more likely they are to force me to accept restrictions on our commanders, an artificial timetable for withdrawal, and their pet spending projects. This is not going to happen. The victory for Democrats is part of the epic war power struggle and Congress's boldest challenge yet to the administration policy. Ignoring the veto threat, lawmakers voted 218 to 212, mostly along party lines, for a binding war spending bill requiring the combat operation cease before September 2008, or earlier if the Iraqi government does not meet certain requirements. Democrats said it was time to heed the mandate of the election sweep last November, which gave them control of Congress. You know, and here we go. We go again with politicking here, folks. Oh, yes, the Democrats, the midterm election, the run-up to that. Yes, vote for me, vote for me. We'll put an end to the war in Iraq. Oh, but once they got the seats in Congress, but the war on terrorism is going to continue. Does that mean that you're going to continue your terrorizing of American citizens? Or does that mean that you're going to repeal the Patriot Act? I'm a little confused. And I've been listening to the news in the last couple of days, especially today. Oh, these terror cells, they're inside the United States. These terror cells are all over the world. We've got to keep our fight up against terrorism. The only terrorists I see are the people in the White House right now, the people in Congress, and of other governments against their own people around the world. That's the only terrorism I see going on. Everybody else is trying to fight for their own little piece of ground and leave me to heck alone. But that's what they always do, don't they? They always get people fighting against each other. Bullets fly, shells are expended, bombs are dropped, aircraft are destroyed, boats are sank, people die. Oh, and that's right. The bankers are laughing all the way to their banks. The story says the vote echoing clashes between lawmakers and the White House over the Vietnam War 4 decades ago pushed the Democratic-led Congress a step closer to a constitutional collision with the wartime commander-in-chief. Now, Bush has insisted that lawmakers allow more time for his strategy of sending nearly 30,000 additional troops to Iraq to work. And, excuse me, Mr. Bush, and what is the 30,000 troops for? For more patrols on the streets over there, occupying a country that we've already leveled, poisoned their people beyond belief, killed over 1 million of them? So we're going to send 30,000 more to do what? To keep the Sunnis and the Shiites fighting when they weren't under Saddam Hussein, this evil axis of power? The same guy that you sold the weapons of mass destruction to and that he was smart enough to get rid of them? And you couldn't find him because he did destroy them? So there goes your justification for attacking Iraq. They were such a threat against the United States. There weren't any terror cells in the United States operating under Iraqi control. The Iraqis had absolutely nothing to do with September 11th. You and your people did. Any more than Ahmadinejad in Iran right now is planning to move against the United States. But, of course, with your minions, your Fox Newses, and your perennial liars under threat of loss of job are going to continue doing your bidding because that's the kind of characters they are. They have ceased being Americans, and they have ceased loving this country. They have ceased loving an honest government, and they're bowing at the feet of mammon. Congratulations, Mr. Bush. I love you and your cronies. You're such delectable, honest, forthright, and straight people. Just an exemplary example of what world leadership should be like. Now, according to Pelosi, a step in fetching for AIPAC, the roll call almost marked a triumph for Pelosi, who labored in recent days to bring together a Democratic caucus deeply divided over the war. Some of the party's more liberal members voted against the bill because they said it would not end the war immediately, while more conservative Democrats said they were reluctant to take away flexibility from generals in the field. Well, how about let's take the generals out of the field, and we don't have to worry about how flexible they can be. I think the American people are the one being flexible about this, tolerating your incessant BS. Now, Republicans were almost completely unified in their fight against the bill, which they said was tantamount to admitting failure in Iraq. The stakes in Iraq are too high, and the sacrifices made by our military personnel and their families too great to be content with anything but success, according to Republican Whip Roy Blunt. Republican out of Missouri. And what? And let me get this right. That you want to justify why so many soldiers, maybe as many as 16 to 18,000 U.S. soldiers now dead, not the 3,500 or the 3,600 or whatever little dribble you want to throw out there. And by the way, when they get blown to hell, they come back to a VA that you, Mr. Bush, has cut the funding to. And of course, they're being run by your little generals out there that are no longer commander in the field, so they can go screw up something else. You mean those people? Yeah, I want to support my troops in Iraq, in Afghanistan right now. I want to support the 30,000 you just sent over there. I want to support them so much I want to bring them home and get out of these foreign entanglements. I respect them enough, them and their families, and their families, their children, not to put them through unnecessary hell. Just because you and your cronies, your Halliburton buds and pals, your Bechtels, your Blackwaters, people are making tons of money over there, aren't they, Mr. Bush? Something that you never seemed could do in private enterprise, but of course, being the President of the United States, I'm sure you're being paid rather well. Bob in Texas, you're up next.
How are you doing today, John?
Was that a rhetorical question?
I have the same sort of days as you do sometimes. I get so aggravated with it. We're not that far apart in age. I'm a little bit older than you are. But, I've been dealing with this for as long as you have. I mean, 25 years of it. And I'm sick of it. You know, and it's, I think it's unnatural to not feel that way. And, you know, when people talk about write your congressman and do all these things that, you know, you'd like to work within the system, but the system's broke. But I actually called to talk about the discussion that you had yesterday on your program about the Zionist.
Yes.
I've studied that because I became obsessed with studying it about 25 or 30 years ago because I could see that there was a disproportionate amount of trouble coming from this small group of people. And I got locked on to the Zionist Jews and considered them to be the primary enemy of mankind, and then discovered it through research that, well, you know, there was a movie once that was made called The Murder on the Orient Express, and Stan Monteith uses it as the way to determine who are the guilty parties. And it's not just the Zionist Jews. It is the papacy, and it is the Masonics.
Yep.
It's all of them.
It's all of what the Illuminists have set up.
Well, you know, when you mentioned Adam Weishaupt yesterday, and you said, you know, here's this guy, he's a Jew, he's a Catholic, and he's a Masonic, he's Illuminist. I said, you know what, this guy is the epitome of the macrocosm. He is a demonstration of exactly what they are. They run all the finances out of the City of London, which is a separate sovereign entity, separate from England. And they run the terrorism out of Israel, and they run the religions out of Rome, out of the Vatican.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at World War II, and you see that you have the fascists versus the communists, it's the Hegelian dialectic. And after that war ended, they brought all the Nazis to the United States, England, and in South America, Argentina, Brazil, through the Vatican, and they sent the communists from Russia to Israel. And they gave them all their own states where they would have diplomatic community, they could travel around unimpaired, and work their miracles on the rest of the world. And that's what's happening. And, you know, when we get into these arguments about who it is, it's all of them. And that Pope, you know, if you go to the Vatican's own website, they have a part on there called the Secret Archives. And if you click on that and you go into, it's called a room for documents, and it has frescoes that have been painted in the Vatican for hundreds of years. And these frescoes are the same thing as what we would have today if Bush signed a bill and all the people that were critical to the bill were in the room and he has a pen in his hand and they take a picture. These paintings are the same thing, only they didn't have cameras. But they show the King of England on his knee to the Pope, handing him a document that they have in the Vatican archives where he had turned his country over to the Pope. And they have the King of England, the King of France, the King of Poland, the King of Bulgaria, the King of Romania, all of them. So the Pope is running the show. And when you talked about the NAU yesterday, and you said, you know, we got this invasion, we got the North American Union, well, that's Catholic. All those Mexicans coming across the border illegally are Catholics. And so it is all of them. It's not just the Jews. You know, and the Bible is the supreme source for the answer. When you go to the Bible and it says, Mystery Babylon, mother of harlots, that's exactly where the design was implemented. That's why the Talmud is the Babylonian Talmud.
Well, and I think a lot of people get confused, maybe even Jerry in Connecticut. Maybe I'll cut him a little slack here. Maybe he's confused because he didn't understand when I was saying the Pharisees and their Talmud and their belief systems.
Right.
It was just adopted. The Zionists was just the political arm of that.
Well, you know, I didn't have any disagreement at all with what you said yesterday, other than you had a caller that called in and said, well, so it's not the Jesuits, and you kind of agreed with them. And I'm saying, oh, yeah, it is. It's them, too.
It's the Jesuits. It's the Masonic Order. It's the Skull and Bones creeps. It's the Zionists.
You know, any secret society, John, is evil.
By its very nature, that's why they're secret.
Yeah. You know, that's the stuff that we have to stop tolerating. And all of these judges and all these cops, you know, they sucked them into the Masons. You know, most of these cops and most of the judges are all Masonics, and they got their little brotherhood going. And they let each other off the hook. They don't hold each other up to any kind of a
the only thing that they have, one of the hard and fast rules in Masonry is you can't go after a brother Mason's wife.
Well,
I guess there was some point here about thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's anything. I guess they thought that was pretty sound advice. But do you take a look at all of these groups?
Well, you know, you mentioned yesterday the Rothschilds. And, you know, the Rothschilds, they manage the Vatican Bank. And the Rothschilds also are the greatest supporters of the State of Israel. And they are the tie-in to all of them. I mean, when you have a triangle, you have a little pyramid with the Rothschilds. They run the money. The Israelis run the terrorist military state. And the Rome runs the religions. And Malachi Martin even said that the greatest intelligence network operates out of Rome.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F.
888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Order. Get a solar powered generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs. Yes, is there multitudes of people and organizations, covert, secret, involved in all of this? Well, of course there is. Everybody's in for the payoff. But the question I keep coming back to, and we know the deal. We know that God got very angry at the Jews and banished them to the four corners of the earth. And even the, not the Talmudic Jews, but the more conservative type Torah-believing Jews believe that they are not to have their own homeland once again until the Messiah comes. Now, they have a little problem here with the Catholics or with the Christians or whatever, that Jesus Christ came once, the Son of God, promptly tacked on the cross by the Pharisees. And it wasn't the Vatican that was around then. It wasn't the Zionists that were around then, not the political arm of the Talmudic or the Kabbalistic Jew. No, it was the Pharisees. They have been around for thousands of years. And other organizations, the Vatican, the Jesuits, the Masons, the whatevers. See, not everybody can be part of the same club. You know, the membership gets a little jammed, it's a little bit too bureaucratic, you know, it's just a little bit too large. So we have little subsections, little subgroups of all operating towards one common goal. And all of these creatures are pushing for one world government with the bankers at the top of the heap controlling the lifeblood and the economy, the very life of every nation on the face of this earth. Follow the money. When you can control politics inside of a country, when you can control their foreign policy inside their own country, when you can buy and pay off its leaders inside that country, that, my friend, is brute power. That's cash. That's the payola. That's the cash money. So, all right, we have an octopus here with many different arms. Okay, let's whack all of them off and then whack the head off. Let's make sure that the Masons, gotta go. Skull and Bones people, gotta go. Bilderbergers, gotta go. Council on Foreign Relations, gotta go. Roundtable Group in England, gotta go. Centralized banking, you boys are out of here. Fun time's over. All the mechanisms are set up to pay that debt that you knew that these countries were going to be in. Oh, that's because other arms of that same octopus are in there creating the chaos, setting country against country, nation against nation, people against people, religion against religion. It all works in concert. They're all working toward the very same goal. Yeah, some people get a little feel a little left out because they're not compensated justly, but they're taken care of. Except one problem. There's only so much room at the capstone of this pyramid. There's only so much real estate, positions, and seat at the top. And the rest of you have been useful idiots that, well, if you're really good and you're really talented and you've really done some extra special things, maybe you'll be left alone for a little while longer. But these people have no loyalty to anybody. And they literally do eat their young. And they will whack out whatever, if something, an entity of theirs gets caught red-handed, implicated in criminality, they'll offer up their little lower-level minions. They always do. But the ones that are in control of those minions are always left untouched, and they are part of the bigger picture. Jesuits, Zionists, the Pharisees, the Masons, don't need any of them.
It's true.